Proclamation number 0976 of 23rd of June, 1939. Divine Will. Earthly Measures. Serving or spiritual. Understand that the world with all that is in it serves the Lord of heaven and earth. It is enlivened by His Spirit, and even if this Spirit does not recognize itself correctly, whether it wants to escape from the eternal divinity, it must serve against its will and submit to the will of the Lord. And this expresses itself in the purpose of every work of creation, its task and activity in the entire universe. And only in this way can the immutability of the laws of nature be explained, only in this way can it be understood that everything must come to pass and shape itself in nature as it is. And the will of man cannot bring about a change in it, because God's will is above its will. Since time immemorial, everything created is the will of God in form, from the smallest creature right up to man. Everything is subject to the divine will and cannot fight against it, and whether earthly rulers also seem to determine the events, they can only take shape in this way when the Lord gives His consent. He always has the power to prevent what goes against His will. However, since it concerns the maturing of the spiritual substance, since everything in existence contains spiritual substances and every event serves the further development of these spiritual substances, the divine creator also allows the human being's will to be carried out, even though it contravenes divine order. It is just that the consequences of such will have a disastrous effect on people themselves. And again, no event is without any benefit in a spiritual respect, even if it results in the greatest earthly misery. Suffering and sorrow are aids to spiritual higher development. And thus measures imposed by human will with bad intentions, which therefore cannot correspond to divine will change again into spiritual means of education and thus be a blessing for weak but God-seeking earthly children, whereas the unlawful action of the person who thus decrees will fall back on him and must be atoned for accordingly. The human being's will is free, however, the law transforms everything brought about by this will into salutary events that serve the salvation of the soul, according to necessity. Everything else, however, which is not yet in the human stage, is constantly subject to God's will and always has to go its way through all matter according to divinely wise plan. And there is no power whatsoever which can work against this will. Therefore the Spirit out of God, which however does not recognize Him, is banished in form, i.e., until the last embodiment is completely directed by the divine will and assigned its activity in the universe. Human action and thinking gives rise to the erroneous view that it is completely independent in earthly life, yet this too is in a certain, i.e., earthly sense, constantly directed, as far as it is conducive to spiritual development. However, all spiritual life is entirely free from influence. In earthly relationships, the human being's will is respected as far as possible and the effects mitigated or changed for the better, depending on the necessity for the salvation of the individual. In spiritual relationship, however, no being has to fear a compulsion of will, only all spiritual strength is at the being's disposal, just as everything spiritual must serve the Lord of heaven and earth, but only for the purpose of developing itself upwards again, to the spiritual height, in order to ultimately also be able to go through the stage as a human being and the associated freedom of will, which gives it the final opportunity to overcome matter and to reach a state of spiritual maturity, which is its release from thousands of years of captivity. Amen.